Live, man, on United Public Radio Network, Michael Ang Lee, live. We're here. We're still kicking in all this madness and the clown show that it is, man. And I'll tell you, I don't take sides because I know the people on either side don't want me on their side. It's actually pretty simple, you know. Maybe they want part of me. Maybe they want my signature. Maybe they want my vote. But they don't want me. They don't want to represent me. They don't like me. And they don't like you either. They don't like any of you. You know why? Because these people are a breed apart of your average, plain old, I just want to live my life, leave me the hell alone, human being. You know, and we pay for that right. We pay for those rights to be left alone. We pay for the rights not to have the government in our face and tell us how to live or have other people tell us how to live. You know, Kanye West, right? I didn't have much of an opinion about this dude in the past. I don't know his music. I couldn't name one of his songs. I know that he's an entertainer. I know that he does all kinds of stuff like fashion, you know, because of the entertainment thing, right? To each his own. What do I care what somebody else does, man? You know, it's none of my business. As long as they're out there hurting people, I say live your life, right? He's with Kim Kardashian. I don't know what she's famous for, a porno. She's like got famous from a porno, basically. But the whole thing is just, you know what it is? It's not my world. So I tend not to focus on it. And it's background noise, literally. You know, if I'm on the internet and I'm looking around and, yeah, you see the Kardashian, Kanye stories and all that stuff. And it's just none of my business. You know, it's boring to me. You know, there's other stuff I could focus on. I want to read about quantum mechanics. And I want to read about, you know, the EM engine that runs on no fuel and propels people through space. It can anyway. Stuff like that is interesting to me. Kim Kardashian's ass, I've seen it before. And, you know, once you've seen it, you've seen it. It's kind of like Mount Rushmore. Once you see it, you see it. You go back to Mount Rushmore, and then you're like, yeah, it's a little underwhelming. You know what I mean? But so Kanye West has this bromance going on with our president, Donald Trump, right? And, you know, he went to lunch with Trump today, and there was a big deal. You know what? And then you get CNN. CNN. On the Don Lemon show, you know, Don Lemon, he's this dude on at night, you know, he's a character, you know, like they don't have news people on CNN. CNN is not a news channel. I'll say that. They try to prop themselves up as a news channel, but they're not a news channel. You know, they're a propaganda network. And at best, you can call them fake news, but I think it goes beyond fake news. I think propaganda is the better term because they're trying to poison people's minds, you know, making up things as they're going along or acting on information that's erroneous and they know it, you know, fabricated information and no one's really calling them out on it except Trump, he himself. But CNN, Don Lemon's on CNN. I don't watch CNN. I don't think anybody on there, Anderson Cooper, all those people, I think that they're all exactly the same and that they have no integrity. They're not journalists. You know, what they're practicing is a propaganda campaign for a political agenda and point of view that has nothing to do with the United States Constitution and people living their lives and being able to listen to a media outlet and trust the information is coming out of there as truth, you know? And you can't now because there's too much at stake for these people. They have, you know what I mean? They race bait, they're hate networks. And, you know, Fox does similar stuff. So it's not just CNN. I get that. MSNBC, it seems to be cable news in general. The legitimate news, if you want to call it that, on the basic, your local home channels. If you watch a news show, they got the A block, the B block, the C block, the D block, right? The A block is their lead stories, whatever's going on. And you don't hear those journalists politicize or put out their own opinion about those stories, right? And instead, they tell you what's going on. They tell you the news of information that they have that far. Now, CNN and Fox and all MSNBC, they all cherry pick a couple of things from a news story, and then they blow it up out of proportion. They sensationalize the hell out of it. And then you're in the world of these guys pushing their agenda, whoever paid for them to push that agenda, right? So they're on there on Don Lemon's show. He's got, you know, those shows where they have like five or six of these talking heads, you know, they have a panel and they come out with one little news story or something that they made up or whatever they got going on. And then they have the panel dissect it for the hour or half hour, depending what it is, right? So they're talking about Kanye West and his bromance with Donald Trump. And then they're calling him all these racially charged names. You know, it was really ugly, disgusting, racist. You know, picking on his color, calling him Uncle Tom, you know, because he's all with Trump. And why is it? Let me ask you guys. You're an intelligent audience. I'm going to tell you right now, not just because you're listening to my show. I don't have that kind of an ego. Believe me when I say you're an intelligent audience because you're seeking something out that is away from the main fray of disinformation. I talk about real stuff here, you know, and United Public Radio Network in general, you're going to find people for the most part that have a lot of integrity and are with their facts and information, you know, I mean, but I like to be right and I search for information and I like to dig for information also. I like to know things, you know? So anyway, I'm looking at this whole situation. I'm listening to these people, you know, like, go after this guy. And you know what? I'm like, who the hell are they? Who? And that's what comes back to me all the time. Who the hell do they think they are putting somebody down because of their political choice? And then shaming you. So what do they want? You want Kanye to just turn his back on Trump and say, oh, I hate you along with the rest of these people because they want me to hate you? And is that going to solve a situation? Is that going to make those people feel better that they're able to control somebody and make them do what they want them to do for their will? Does that sound like America to you? Does that sound like the core values that people wanted for this country? The fact that we could have freedom and vote for whoever we want to vote for and not be judged. Who made them judge? Don Lemon? I can look into his life and find all kinds of inconsistencies and things and terrible things to say about him. You could do that for probably anybody, you know? I don't think anybody's innocent in this world. I mean, little kids, that's it. You get to a certain point in your life, you're doing stuff, you know? I mean, like, and then it comes down to, oh, what kind of person you are, as opposed to how other people view you. You know, religion does that, man. They judge people all the time. Their own book tells them not to judge. Their own book. I read it. I said it. You know, don't be a judge. Don't cast those stones. But people do. And they love to. They love to. They love to. And they are more apt to believe something negative than something positive. If you say something positive about somebody, well, I don't know. I don't know. Or you say something negative about somebody, you're like, oh, yeah, of course. I knew it. It's like, really? I knew it. This guy Kanye wants to go hang out with Trump. Who cares? Who cares? People are going to be like, oh, man. And then making fun of his color and saying that he's crazy, you know, putting him down mentally. And who are these people to do that? So I see it all the time. I see it in Hollywood, right? You see where Hollywood has failed when it comes to, we're just going to make movies and not be politically motivated so people can come and see our movies, so they're not going to be alienated. Hollywood, since Trump's been elected, since before Trump was elected, has been on this political bandwagon. And at the same time, you know what? I was talking to a good friend of mine the other day about liberalism, and I am not a liberal, although I do have some liberal ideas. I'm not a conservative, but I have some conservative ideas, you know. I'm actually very middle of the road. So, but I have an opinion about everything. If you ask me, I'll tell you. I'll tell you what I think, and I'm not going to be worried about, oh, you know, maybe I shouldn't say this in certain company. Oh, man, if you ask me, you know. And a lot of times, I feel like some stuff is none of anybody's business, depending on the situation. You had a kid's birthday party, and people start talking politics with me, you know, and I'm drawn to politics. Politics is my sport, you know, not the basketball, football, any of that. Politics, man. And it's a thing with me. And current events, too. I like to know what's going on. I like to be well informed. So, but when I hear people talk, man, I'm like, oh my God, where do you get your information from? And who's telling you these things? And they're all like controlled by a source, you know, maybe a CNN or MSNBC. And they know that they're controlling these people. They know that they send this message. So, but the liberalism, it's scary, man. You know, they're hurting people. They're starting to really hurt people. They're threatening murder on people, you know, and just not even the whole, all right, you know, you're some politician, a Republican, you're sitting down having dinner in a restaurant, and then here comes people get in your face and start screaming, you know. That stuff's going on, and it's being encouraged by other politicians. Now I hear that Hillary Clinton said, the time for civility is over. So really? When is it ever over for civility? Just by Hillary Clinton saying that shows you that, one, she is not a leader. Number two, she has no understanding on the U.S. Constitution, what the people want, the will of the people, and also safety for the people. You have an element out there that's driving this hate and anger, and they're beating the drum. So, and who are they sticking up for? And I'm looking at, like, this Catholic Church story unfold. And you guys, I talk about it a lot, and because it's a shitty issue. It really is, you know. I'm 52 years old. I've seen a lot of stuff in my life. I've heard a lot of people talk, and I look at this Catholic Church. They're supposed to be out there for good and to promote Jesus Christ's values, right? And I'm looking at what they are. And what you say you do and what you are sometimes is two completely different things. And people are always, 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 always the opposite of what they say they are. Whether they realize it or not, they're the opposite. You know, in the Catholic Church, look what they've done, what they've wrought. So now the Pope is straight up blaming the devil. And I'm not kidding you. If you haven't been paying attention, this child molestation scandal that's breaking, it's been going on for years. It's got a lot of attention. It's got a lot of momentum now, which is important. And they're trying to squash the momentum. They're trying to do it with American politicians that they control. You know, they're trying to do it through American power with the church, with all the money, right? Anyway, now you have 13 states with large investigations going after priests who have raped little children, repeatedly raped little children, and engaged in, you know, pedophilia and all that, and, you know, everything that goes along with child rape, recording it, making movies, things like that. You know, I mean, these people are sick. They're sick. And then instead of the Pope coming out saying, oh my God, I'm so saddened that this has happened, I'm heartbroken. It goes to show you what man can do. It goes to show you how evil people can be. No, he doesn't. He starts off a couple weeks ago saying it's the devil, and the devil has poisoned the mind of these bishops and cardinals who are coming out, and they're dividing the church. So he didn't say anything about the molesters. In fact, he's still denying a large part of that. So he didn't say anything about these molesters. He's talking about the people bringing the information out and how it's Satan that's making them bring the information out. So now he's straight up blaming the devil. The devil's trying to destroy the church. And then he's calling on the angels of God to come save them. Wow. He's not calling on the angels of God to come help these victims, help soothe them, soothe their hearts. You know, try to restore something that was stolen from them by a holy figure in their community that these children trusted and those parents trusted these bastards with their children. And they marked them for rape. They raped them repeatedly. They did terrible things, unspeakable things. But he's not addressing that. He's not talking about those molesters. He's not talking about the consequences for them. All he's talking about is the business that he represents. He's the CEO of the Catholic Church, and he's talking about trying to save the church and having people do a special prayer of the rosary. How about this? Instead of a prayer of the rosary, why don't you start collecting these priests who are molesters and put them all in the same hole and cover it with dirt? And maybe those victims will start getting on with their life if they know that these people are harangued, are stuck in the prison or wherever, that they're done, that they didn't have any more connection. And so, I mean, but it goes deeper than that. It's just not an organization that has a whole bunch, thousands and thousands of priests who have raped tens and hundreds of thousands of children over the years. It's not just an organization like that. It's an organization full of people who covered it up. People at the highest level. They say the Pope, he himself, has covered these things up. So, wow. What would Jesus think about that? What would Jesus think about something like that? His children being raped by these evil bastards. It's not the devil. It's these evil bastards. And how long? How many years is it? Come on, man. This is 2018. How long have we heard these people blame their lack of ability to control themselves on the devil? It's the devil. The devil did it. The devil made me do it. The devil told me to do it. They sound like a bunch of idiots. And Pope Francis is the head idiot that is sounding off all this stuff. Instead of being, I don't know, maybe he freaking had a nervous breakdown or something, for to be in 2018, this Pope who's talking about climate change and all the other crappy issues he gets involved in, he can't involve himself more in this issue than saying it's the devil. Right? It's the devil. You better pray. It's the devil. If you are part of the Catholic Church and you are a Catholic, you are supporting that organization. You're supporting what they do. You know? And think about guilty by association. If you support something like that, it's part of what you are, part of what you do. You are what you do. That's all I'm going to say about that. But how would Jesus, how do you think Jesus Christ would think about that? Wow. I don't think he'd be too pleased. And I certainly know he's not the kind of guy that would condone or cover it up and play games with lies, you know, and blame the victims, basically, right? So that's the world we're in, man. And also, and look what's going on. It's a war on men. The whole thing with Kavanaugh last week, guess what? He got sworn in. He's Supreme Court judge. And that's the deal. Not this other nonsense. The Democrats did every dirty trick in the book to try to stop that man from being sworn in. They destroyed his reputation. People are going to always look at that dude differently now from this woman Ford, who couldn't remember where this incident, supposed incident of him laying on top of her, trying to get her clothes off. It's not rape. I've heard liberals say that he's a rapist. Rapist. I mean, Ford didn't even say he was rapist. And that's how far they're willing to go. That's liberalism. It's a condition. If you look on the internet, and I'm not kidding you, if you look in these psychology magazines, our psychology websites, you're going to see that liberalism is a mental illness. It's listed as a mental illness. And I'm not kidding. And these people are the ones backing these illegal alien criminals. And look at San Francisco. It's littered with feces, needles, with these hyper-aggressive homeless people who are attacking people for money, stealing from people, breaking into people's cars, breaking into people's homes, businesses, stealing what they will. This is liberalism. It forms San Francisco. And all the residents there are crying foul. They're crying, we need someone to help us. The streets are full of feces and needles, whatever. People walk down the streets with a camera filming it right there. It's right in front. They're not making it up. This is what they tolerate. This is what they want. This is what they've wrought. Is that what you want to be part of? You know, you don't have to be a conservative. You just have to be a decent human being. Decency. What makes a decent person? You're going to tell me Kavanaugh is not a decent person because this woman alleged she did something when he's 17 years old, 36 freaking years ago? And you had dozens and dozens and dozens of women come out writing letters for him saying what a great guy he is. They know him all his life and they worked with him and whatever. He's always been a gentleman. Now, one coming out saying the opposite, except that liar from college, and then she has all kinds of mental issues and issues with drugs and stuff like that, and she's a liar, and she was like, got into a thing with her ex-husband, well, lying about him, whatever. People are messed up, man. And if you know about this Ford and where she comes from, a Palo Alto, you know, the average home price there is $3.1 million. She's a wealthy woman. She's a professor in a little tiny college. That's a very expensive college to go to. And then they're more about social justice than they're about anything else. Social justice. This is what they're all about. This is their resistance. So the woman couldn't remember whose house it was, how she got there, how she got out of there, what town it was in. It was unclear when it happened, what month, or even what day. The only thing she remembers is being on that bed with Kavanaugh laying on top of her and her resisting, right? This is a dude that didn't have sex until the second year in college, apparently. This is a guy that detailed every moment of his life. She couldn't remember anything. He had a diary of how he did, you know? A diary, yeah, of what he did. So but because of all that, and she, the only thing I remember is that it was him, right? Because of all that, there are people that will never look at Kavanaugh or his family the same ever again. Then, you know, that dude, Colbert, one of those late night guys, one of those angry late night guys, his writer, some chick, was like, you know, at the end of the day, you know, she said on Twitter, I'm glad we destroyed Kavanaugh's life. You know, they didn't care. They just wanted to destroy a dude's life. And if you look at this Ford, she's all about that. And here she is. Oh, the female victim. It's the female victim. If you're born female, you're a victim. You're victimized automatically, you know. And then, you know, the plight of the female and all that. And, you know, and then feminism, man, it didn't help anybody. And now it's to the point where people are so alienated, they don't even want to talk to each other, men and women. Men are afraid to talk to women. I know young guys who are afraid to talk to women, you know, unless they have nothing to lose. Those guys don't care. If the guy has some kind of college career or some kind of name, if you're making a name for yourself, you know, that's different. But even if you're not, even if you're, you know, John the Garbage Man, your life can be destroyed by a false complaint, by somebody making a false complaint about you. And then you're the male, and you have to suffer through it. You have to jump through all those fire hoops. You have to prove you're innocent. You know, the burden of proof is on the accuser. And that's what we do in a court of law in the United States of America. If you're accused, the burden of proof is on the accuser. That you did it. Where is the evidence? Oh, it's hearsay? It's your word of something that happened 36 years ago on a guy that's been investigated by the FBI half a dozen times, and he's been a federal judge for a dozen years, And you're going to tell us now that he's some mad wannabe almost rapist, that he jumped on top of you, and the main person at the party that's supposed to corroborate your facts ends up refuting the facts, you know? And then that woman that refuted everything, she was dragged out. This Ford drags her out in front of everybody and throws her under the bus, saying she has mental problems and she's glad she's, you know, getting help with her problems. That's such a woman thing to do to somebody, man, is destroy their reputation. That's how women fight. They don't fight fair. They destroy their reputation. So now, because these women who supported Kavanaugh, they're being told that they're gender traitors in the world of non-gender specifics, that they're traitors on their own feminism, whatever you want to call it. Gina-ism. They're traitors to other women. So I'm like, oh, that's messed up, man. There's also CNN that's been dragging people out and saying they're traitors. I'll tell you, man, CNN better go hide. You don't mess with the sisterhood. I know a lot about women because I've known a lot of women. you don't mess with the sisterhood. You just don't do it. And they've done it. So now these women who've been accused of being traitors to their gender are going after the bastards that said it to begin with and doing their thing. It's war, man. People are torn apart. But has that helped the war on men? It doesn't. And these young guys, you better watch out. These guys in college, they don't want to take girls out to restaurants anymore, not date. They don't want to go drinking with them. If the guy's in college, he definitely doesn't want to go out with a girl who's in college with him, because it's different to be accused by a local than accused some college girl. And now women are encouraged to come forward and tell any story, even if it's a made-up lie on a guy, that they're me too. It's like they feel compelled to. I know of people who made up stories saying me too. Meanwhile, it didn't happen like that. It didn't happen to them. You know what's a prime example? Monica Lewinsky, man. She is not a victim. Not by any stretch of the imagination. You know what a victim is? A victim is somebody that is innocent, and then something terrible happens at the hand of somebody else to that person. Whether it was premeditated, whether it was an accident, that person becomes a victim, right? Monica Lewinsky, when she graduated high school, she was going to go off, she went off to college for a year or whatever, and then she got to intern with Bill Clinton. She told friends that she was going to get him, She knew that he was a horny cock of the roost, and she knew what a slutty pig she was, right? Is that harsh? No. You know what's harsh? Is that she knows he's the president, and he's a married man. She didn't care. She went in there to have sex with him. She was flashing her panties at him, showing her boobs to him. It doesn't take much to get Bill Clinton horny. You know what I mean? If you're going to get somebody out there horny, Bill Clinton is probably the easiest, what do they say in England, the easiest pull on the block. You know, it's Bill Clinton. And she did it, and they did it in the Oval Office, in our White House. You know, he's a Democrat. She was Democrat. They were Democrats. It was Democratic White House. It's funny how the Democrats now don't remember that they have, like, no recall of these events under Democratic leadership, things that have happened in that White House under their leadership. Okay. The Democrats are fighting one another. They have establishment Democrats like a Hillary Clinton going against that Octavio Cortez, who is like a brainless twit. She's brainless, like brainless. You know, it's just funny to listen to her because she's just so brainless. And this is who they're putting forward. They're putting people like that forward because they're pushing their agenda. And they want robots. They want people who are brainless, who will just listen to the command and do what they say. It's that simple. They don't want free thinkers, right? But this Cortez paints itself as a socialist. Now, you know, maybe in the Democratic Party, you have 20% that support that. The rest of it doesn't support that. So already you have a bit of a split of groups that are going to go different ways where they think how the Democratic Party should go. And, you know, like, they're looking to take the House. And then they're going to be, if they do, let's say the Democrats take the House in November, right? In what, 3 weeks? Something like that, 4 weeks to the election day. Let's say the Democrats, they have a chance to take in the House. Let's say they take the House. You know who they want to put as Speaker of the House? Is Nancy Pelosi. And their plan, this is their plan, seriously. Their plan is to put Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House. Now, if you listen to Democrats, they want new leadership. They're tired of Nancy Pelosi. They're tired of Maxine Waters. They're tired of Hillary Clinton. They're tired of all of them. They want new faces. They want new people. Okay? And there's a few new faces they're trying to push. But they want new people. So, but their plan is to make Nancy Pelosi Speaker of the House. Then Mueller's going to come out with this big investigation and be able to impeach Trump and Mike Pence. And then once Trump and Pence is out there, Nancy Pelosi thinks that she's going to take power and she'll be the president. That's the thinking. And if anybody out there is a Democrat that cares about their country and leading their country and not having some kind of coup, but leading the country instead and going into the best direction that we can go for evolvement for the people, what about that? And all these shenanigans and games and this, you know, these people are demons, man. Nancy Pelosi and all of them, they're all demons. You know, Mitch McConnell's a demon. They're all demons to me. I see them, and they all have black eyes. They're demons. Maybe I'm simplifying things. Maybe identifying them as demons isn't good enough. That's what I see from them. I'm not seeing people who are representing people. I see people who are putting on a show. And they're putting on a show for their own agenda. It's not even their agenda. You know? There are very powerful people behind it. But feminism is basically collapsing the Western civilization in this war on men. And I will tell you why. Do you want to know why? This is the deal. Men are the inventors. Men are the innovators. Men are the hard workers. Men are the laborers. It's the men who built bridges, men who built tunnels, the men who put together these computer systems that you're using for social media. All these women on their phones taking pictures of themselves 45 times a day. You know, it was men who built all of that. You can talk about feminism as much as you want, but you don't find women as motivated, point A to point B thinkers, as men. Men and women are different. We have different roles in the world. Is that a gender thing? It's a DNA thing. You know, you might have women that will excel in certain areas and be a great inventor or be someone that can run an industry and be successful with it without standing on the backs of men. And then saying, oh, I did it, because you see a lot of that, right? I'm talking about this war on men from these feminists. And now you have 80% of working women, 80% saying that they're depressed and unhappy. They hate their jobs. They're not doing what they want to do. You know where they belong? They belong in a unit. Humans were made specifically for certain reasons. We all have our roles, and men were always the hunters and the gatherers, and women were always the ones who ran the facility, man, took care of the kids, you know, did all that, was basically bridged the gap between the male and the kids too, you know, in the world of communication. And it worked beautifully for a long time. And it's not bad that women want to work if you want to, you know. But if 80% of working women out there, 80% say that they're depressed and they're unhappy with their job and they'll feel unfulfilled. Isn't that interesting? They've chosen a career over a family. And there's something, there's a richness to family. There's values there. And you know what? You can't really compare. I know stay-at-home moms. And the moms stay at home. Sometimes they have a little business and they run out of the house. Or sometimes they do like realty or something on the side. Something that fits into their schedule. Because kids are full-time. Kids are full-time, whether you got one or 10. Full-time. A lot of attention goes in. School, sports, things like that, events. Full-time. Right? The men go out, they make the money. You know, they support the children, they support the household, whatever. And then they all come together as a unit. When you don't have that, people are unfulfilled. I know men that aren't married, have no kids. And then it's like there's something missing for them. And they say that all the time, that they feel unfulfilled. But they, you know, so, I mean, but I also know guys who had kids and, you know, they got divorced and it was horrible, miserable. And, you know, one of my friends has to go back to court all the time fighting. And his wife is vindictive. She's always going after him for every little tiny thing. You know, the dude's done everything he could. He's a great dad, the greatest to his two children. He's always there for them. And his ex is just going for it, trying to kill him. And then she's friends with the judge, the people in the court system. It's crazy. And this judge should have recused himself, but I see his pain. I see his pain. And he doesn't want to, like, do anything court-wise because she's making false complaints and all that. I'm like, dude, you got to protect yourself. You got to press charges. She's the mother of my children. I can't do that. I hear that. I get that. I said, you need to press charges and get the judge to order mandatory treatment, you know, for her mental disorder. And then that's an avenue. But I'll tell you, man, it's a battle. I see it. And then you could be in love. I see dudes fall in love. I love you. I love you. I love you. And the girl's like, I love you. I love you. Let me kiss you. I love you. Right? And you're in love. These guys get pussy drunk. You know what I mean? Like, you know, guys out there pussy drunk. You see them. They got that smile. Like, hey, dude, what's up? Hey, I'm pussy drunk, man. I'm in love. Ooh, you're in love again? Oh, man, this is different, dude. She's different, man. She's so good, love. Oh, yeah. A couple weeks later, what's up, man? How's it going? Oh, that bitch. It broke my heart. Oh, she cheated on me and took all my money, man. I'm like, oh, what happened to pussy drunk? That stuff turned to that expired, I guess. Pussy drunk is gone. Yeah. That. So, yeah, there's that. Women want respect. You shouldn't use your vagina as an ATM machine. You know? And then there's lots of good women out there. You just don't hear about them. they're not on Facebook. You know? I mean, if some of them are. It's been my experience that people that are on social media want a lot of attention. And the women, that, especially women, because women get it. They get it. You can be a female and look like anything. And put your boobs out there, and there's going to be 500 guys. They're going to be like, hey, baby, you look so good. And then you see these chicks, like, nonstop with their selfies, you know. I don't have people like that on my friends list anymore. You know, there were people like that, and I got rid of them all because it was just like useless. You know, it's like you take 15, 20 pictures of yourself a day. That's a mental disorder, man. You know what? I didn't forget what you look like. You just need to do that. And it's just for their own self-esteem. It's actually a cry for help. You know, so social media has a lot of ills. And I think that the people that are the most adjusted are the ones who aren't on there, you know. And I'm on every one of them because I'm always advertising the shows. I'm always, you know, doing stuff and advertising gigs that are coming up. So to me, it's more of like a tool of advertisement. If I didn't, I still like the camaraderie with my friends from high school. I mean, pretty much everybody's on there, I think. You know, there's only a few people who aren't. But, and then you see that they don't use it much. I'm not on there socializing as much. Like people like are on there, you know, like airing their dirty laundry from the color of their poop that just came out and what they had for dinner. I don't care, man. You know what I mean? It's like that kind of stuff is your own private personal business. And, you know, every little ailment or, you know, if you got to go to the dentist or whatever, I think that there's people who like to support, but there's also people who are kind of sick of hearing it. And that's the world that I'm in. I'm sick of hearing it. I'm sick of hearing it. And then there's also a lot of people out there that just try to stress you out because that's what they're looking for. They're looking for fights. They're looking to get political. And I've gotten rid of all those people too. Every once in a while, I throw out a nice juicy piece of political meat. And then the people who jump on it and start going crazy, I just delete them, man. You know what I mean? It's profiling. They identify themselves as somebody that I don't need around me. But the whole liberalism thing, I mean, who do they support? They're supporting child molesters. They're supporting drug traffickers, human traffickers. They're supporting these illegal aliens who are criminals and they have hurt people. They've done terrible things. But these sanctuary cities got to keep them there. I mean, I don't get that whole mentality. And every time that someone stands up for something good, these people come out against it. So I don't think that they're good people. I think that they're not decent people. I think that they're people who have issues, and now their issues are like validated that they can come out and be as crazy as they want to be without being judged by their own. And they all got the green light to come out and do terrible things or even hurt other people who have a different point of view as they. So, I don't know. When you look around the world and what's going on, this whole thing with Saudi Arabia, I mean, there's some stuff going on, man. And then they apparently there's this guy, Khashoggi. He was really outspoken critic of Saudi Arabia. So they went to Turkey and kidnapped him. They believe he's dead. And it's that new Saudi prince. This guy hung people upside down by their heels, man. He took billionaires and hung them upside down, you know, by their heels. I mean, this dude is out there. And you know what? You might initially say, wow, that's really just ballsy to take these billionaires. These billionaires are pigs anyway. And you look at them hanging upside down. There's something nice about that. You know, like, hey, man, they're getting their justice, like some kind of justice. But then you figure that the guy doing it is like as bad or worse as they are. And that's not good, you know. So, but I'll tell you, though, Trump is on it. His administration is on this whole thing. And we want to find out what's going on with this journalist. That it's not good for these people to be taken out like that. You know what I mean? Although Trump is no fan of journalism. He's no fan of, like, fake news, I guess, right? And then his main man, Michael Cohen, the lawyer, is now a registered Democrat. Isn't that funny? It's not technically true. You're not a registered Democrat until after Election Day. But he will be a registered Democrat. And you know what's really funny about that? They deserve him. You know, the guy's a rat, and he was saying all these things. And then what happened from that? Nothing. You know, all these people that are going to come out and write in a book and whatever, what happens? Nothing. All this information they have is, I got information that's going to do Trump in. What happened? Nothing. Where is it? Nothing. What do you have? Nothing. Mueller, what is your investigation that's going on for a long time? What do you got? Nothing. Where's the information? You don't have any. Where is it? Nothing. So, you know, what are they doing? They're just trying to have a coup, right? Trying to have a coup. And meanwhile, what's Trump doing? Having lunch with Kanye. And I gotta admit, I'm not a real fan of Trump or anything, you know. I don't like him. He's not my kind of person, necessarily. But man, he's a tough dude. He's tough. Because it take a beating from the media like this for such a long time. And he's won with the whole thing, which is really interesting. So, and you got Kanye. He said he likes to wear his Make America Great hat. He said it makes him feel like Superman. That's pretty interesting, man. But the more Trump wins, the more the left hates it. And the more they're out there hating everybody else and attacking people and just being very transparent in their hate and what they are. So, and then Trump signed this music bill into law, right? Which is probably why he had Kanye hanging around. But President Trump signed the eagerly anticipated Music Modernization Act into law at a ceremony at the White House on Thursday. And they had Mike Love and Kid Rock and two of Trump's most visible supporters. Well, they are. And then they have Sam Moore, Sam Dave, country singer John Rich, and the Doobie Brothers, Jeff Skunk Baxter, man. So this was intended to update music copyright law for the digital era. And then, you know what's cool? This it accomplishes actually three things, right? It makes sure that songwriters and artists receive royalties on songs recorded before 1972, because that was a whole gray area with the whole digital world, allocating royalties for music producers and updating licensing and royalty rules for streaming services to pay right holders in a more streamlined fashion, like actually get that money to those people and pay them, you know? So, I mean, there are good things coming out, little things, big things, but the guy's accomplishing goals. I can't say that about Barack Obama. I couldn't say that about Bush. You know, there's presidents that were in there that really just were a face, and they did nothing. They were the CEO. They're like what the Pope is. You know, they're just there for deniability, deny things, right? And you get Hollywood hating on Trump. You know what? That's why there's empty movie theaters. That's why movie theaters are closing, because the content from Hollywood is so terrible, nobody wants to see it. And nobody wants to be told what their politics are. Nobody. You know? Why the hell are these people in Hollywood? They think that they're better than everybody? Really? Really? They think their opinion's more valid? That's it. They got a problem with their ego. They got to check their ego, because their opinion is not any more valid than any of yours or mine. It's that simple. So this is why Netflix and Amazon is beating Hollywood in production value and audience, beating them. And then you can stay in the comfort of your own home on your big TV and watch your movies and stuff, you know. So I think that Hollywood either needs change or it'll be, you know, it's going to have to go through a transition either or. It's not going to go away, but it's going to have to go through a transition. If they don't change their ideas and adapt to times, it is going to go away. You know what I mean? So anyway, I see Melania Trump sat down in an interview. That's kind of cool. She says she's the most bullied person in the world. I believe it. Yeah. And the terrible, you know, the ones who say women are important and all that other stuff, they attack this woman. They said terrible things about her, sexual things about her. You know, it's disgusting what people say about the president and the first lady. Disgusting. And they don't see it. This is their part of their resist. They should resist being disgusting. They should resist being evil. Resist being lame like that. I mean, come on, man. So whatever. This is what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen? The Democrats are going to try to have their coup. They're trying to regain power. And that's all they can think about. They don't care about you, me, the people, how people live. People are getting jobs again. People are making money again. They're supporting themselves again. They're paying their bills again. Democrats don't care about any of that. Black unemployment, lowest level in American history. Latino employment, lowest level in American history. You know what? They don't care about any of that. They don't care about people working and doing all right. They care only about their own party and how much money they can stuff in their pockets from lies, cheating and stealing, with Hillary Clinton saying that the time for civility is over. When was she ever civil? When Michelle Obama said, you know, they go low, we go high. When did they ever go high? Never. They're all liars. And that's the problem. And they're being exposed for the lying rats that they are. And then they can't handle it, you know? So whatever. Trump is the joker in the deck. Let him bring down the whole damn house. Fine. We'll identify what's broken, fix it, and move on, you know? But enough of these people already. I'm going to end the show. This is Michael Angley. Michael Angley live on United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 at Pastor Christian, saying good night, y'all.
Arr, matey.
Chopping the man. What is that?
It's an R matey production.